If you look around you, you will see that the world is full of grumpy guys. Guys who are just pissed off, a bit older, past their prime, increasingly out of shape. I was a grump. I've had tons of grumpy clients over 42, and maybe you're in the same boat, even if you don't like to admit it. The thing is, everyone around us suffers when we take our frustrations out on them. We're all prone to this, but that doesn't let us off the hook. We need to knock the grumpy stuff on the head. Because the important thing is, if we don't flip our mindset from one of being a bit grumpy as we get older, then we are less likely to want to look after ourselves. And that counts for health, fitness, well-being, how you look, and all that jazz. So what I want to do in this episode is take you through 6 steps that I recommend taking to flip this mindset to one of optimism, happiness, and just a desire to grab the coming decades by the balls and enjoy them as much as possible by looking and feeling as great as possible. Hi, Chris here from the Over 40 Freaking Awesome podcast. You are very welcome again to any new listeners. I am a 46-year-old dad of 3 from Ireland with a life probably as hectic as yours, but I've managed to get myself in better shape now than I was in my 20s, and now I help guys worldwide to do likewise as a fitness and a lifestyle coach, and part of that is through this very podcast. I will put lots of links in the episode description for you to help you on your own path to getting your ass in shape after 40. There'll be links to free guides for workouts and supplements, links to my audio and video courses, Operation Handsome Bastard, and a link to my 4-week coaching program, Ignite. Depending on what level of help you need right now, I have got you covered with all those options. So let's talk mindset, how to flip our mindset from one of being a bit grumpy, a bit pissed off at what our body shape has become or what our career is doing, just a bit pissed off as we get older. No one likes a grump, so let's knock this on the head. So step number one, I recommend that you reconnect with friends. It's very easy to go work, family, work, family, work. You can go years with that being your life. You just switch between 2 hats constantly. But then you kind of forget about the other you, the kind of fun, laughing, happier one that used to hang around with friends. There's a whole fun side of ourselves that I think we can end up locking away in a cupboard because we're too busy to organise meeting up with old friends. We grow apart from people that we love, not necessarily through any real falling out, but just due to maybe apathy or just a lack of effort. And of course, you can tell yourself, well, so-and-so never texts or calls me. Why should I be the one making all the effort? We just need to grow up a little bit. You want and need friends in your life to get this fun version of you back out of the cupboard so you can laugh like a dumbass again like you're 16. So be the bigger person. Reach out and just say, hi, how's things? Text a couple of friends today. I guarantee you will not regret it. Next step. This one won't surprise you if you've been listening to any other episodes of this podcast. I recommend you need to move more. I have had plenty of experience with folks over 40, obviously, at my training studio that I run here locally. I am no longer surprised now when a new client comes in and he struggles to get up off the floor. He has so little upper body strength that I need to break out the wee pink dumbbells, and he needs a 2-minute break after 30 seconds of exercise. This is just what a couple of decades of sitting at a desk and treating exercise as something you'll do when life is less busy does to you. There's multiple studies showing that exercise is at least as effective as drugs and therapy for depression and low mood as well. But what should you do? Well, obviously weight training is my thing. It has a bajillion benefits for us as we get older, but it doesn't necessarily need to be your thing, admittedly. But make no mistake, you need a thing. Now, whether that's Pilates or yoga, whether it's weights or resistance training, bodyweight training at home or in a gym, or whether it's during a martial arts class or something, you need to find something for the coming decade that you do a few times a week that challenges you, that makes you feel bulletproof for the decades ahead and looking great in the process, and that has a proven effect on your mood and well-being. Step number 3 for cheering the hell up is get your shoes on and get out the door. How much time do you spend each week outdoors in parks and just around nature? As we get older, it is very easy to live in a kind of indoors bubble of home, car, office, car, home. You drive here, there, and everywhere to run errands, and you take kids' places in the car too. That is not a lot of vitamin D you're getting for a start. From being outdoors, that leads to tiredness, fatigue, and a greater risk of depression. Walking in nature specifically has been linked to a decrease in depression and anxiety as well. Now, maybe you feel too busy to include weekly walks or hikes with the family or walking to run errands instead of driving, but you need to flip this and recognize that you need to make sure you're not too busy to include more walking in your life. It has massive payoffs for something that you've been doing since you were about 18 months old. Keep doing it. Don't stop walking and keep fitting it into your life. Step number four, keep seeking out challenges and not just at work. So obviously after a couple of decades of climbing corporate ladder, for example, it's easy to feel burnt out or stuck in a rut as the number of promotion opportunities dwindles, I suppose. Weeks, months, and years can pass where you're just going through the motions, phoning it in almost, because you don't need to push yourself. You know your job inside out. But what do you think that does to your general mood? I'm not advocating you jack in your 9-to-5 and become some blogger or influencer. Instead, we often want and need the stability that a solid 9-to-5 job gives us. By all means, look for a new job or a lateral move if you want. But think about this, does your career have to be the only area of your life where you push yourself to improve, to learn new things and get outside your comfort zone? How about doing volunteering or charity work? How about learning a new skill like an instrument, some tech, coding, a language, whatever? Or what about taking up a new sport or an activity? My 75-year-old dad climbs mountains with his old guys walking group. He has now climbed the highest peaks in the British Isles in his 70s, just because he took up walking when he retired when he was 65 and slowly built up from going for a quick walk for a coffee and a bun with these other old guys to, like I said, climbing mountains that I could never climb. So seek out mental and physical challenges as you get older. Don't stop. And at work and outside work, you need to keep challenging yourself. You're not done yet with adding new skills to your toolbox. Step number five to how to stop being grumpy as you get older. This might be a bit controversial. You need to stop forcing this body acceptance thing and lose some damn weight. So before you shout at me, I'm not fat shaming here. I'm just telling you to maintain a healthy weight. That's not the same as demanding you have a glistening six pack in your 40s and 50s and keep 10% body fat. Now, we can moan all day about how terrible it is that society puts pressure on us to be slim, but screw society. You need to put pressure on yourself to lose weight if you are right now carrying simply too much excess body fat. And this is both for health and longevity reasons, and because it will help you cheer the hell up. I know this after helping hundreds of men over 40 to lose weight and get in shape over the last 15 years. Those who lose the weight in a healthy, sustainable, non-hardcore way, obviously, are healthier and happier with their body shape and happier with life in general. Marriages improve because of it. Ambition at work increases. Confidence goes into overdrive. Once you lose weight and gain a bit more kind of body confidence and feel fitter and healthier and better about yourself, your outlook on everything changes. So as much as maybe your partner tells you she loves you just the way you are, even if you're carrying too much excess body fat, do it for yourself. Lose a little bit of weight. And the sixth and final step to helping you cheer up and flip your mindset to one of wanting to grab life by the balls in the coming decades is get some more sleep, please. An adult faced with the prospect of going to bed morphs into like a kid being told to eat their vegetables at dinner time. It's this kind of, ugh, do I have to? So unfair. Sleep gives you the mental recovery time that you need to deal with the stresses of the coming day. You need to embrace it. Sleep deprivation, when you're getting less than 6 hours normally, causes a lack of focus, low mood, puts you at greater risk of diabetes and some cancers and cardiovascular disease and weight-related issues. Imagine, just imagine for a second, imagine waking up feeling optimistic and excited about the day to come instead of growling and everyone around you while you mainline coffee just to try and function in the mornings. Or even imagine having the energy you need to take care of yourself, to be active, to make healthier decisions that contribute even further to your mental and physical well-being. That's what prioritizing sleep over watching more TV or scrolling on your phone will do for you. So get to bed earlier, stay away from screens and alcohol on the run up to bedtime, and eventually your body will get the message and will let you get the 8 hours sleep a night that you need to thrive each day. So I hope all those 6 steps make sense. So listen, we all have crap days. I'm not saying that the goal is to force ourselves to become some happy clappy weirdo, but you need to make sure that as you get older, you avoid your general mood becoming one of grumpiness. So if you wake up pissed off, you go to work and get more pissed off, you come home and act pissed off, and you go to bed pissed off, that doesn't end well for you or those around you. You're putting yourself at risk of depression, while your relationships with everyone around you will deteriorate. So stay active through walks and weight training or whatever it is you want to do. Look for more challenges at work and in life, and stop waiting for your old friends to make the first move and get in touch with you. Reach out, say hi, go act like a dumb 16-year-old again. You know it's good for the soul. That's all for this week. I hope this has encouraged you to just cheer up a little bit. It is very easy to get pissed off with everything we have on our plates in our 40s, 50s and beyond. It can get on top of us, the stress. There are steps that you can take, though, to flip that and have a healthier mindset for yourself and for those around you. As ever, I appreciate any reviews you can leave if you're listening on Apple Podcasts. I'm still trying to get the average rating back up to 5 after some guy left me a 1-star review. Bastard. Maybe he just had a bad day. I don't know. Emails are always welcome. Email me, chris@offacoach.com, with any questions at all that you have about fitting in all these healthy habits into your life. I'm always happy to help. Remember, check the episode description for all those links to free supplement and workout guides and my Operation Handsome Bastard video or audio course or my 1-to-1 4-week coaching program, Ignite. Everything is there. Whatever level of help you need, I've got you covered. But I'll chat next time, mate. Take care of yourself.